opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 28th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And good morning, everybody. I'm going to give you an update with the weather. It's currently 48 degrees on this, would you call it hump day, middle of the week on this Wednesday, the 28th, as Carl said. Again, it looks like we're going to have around 83 today. I don't know about you, but that moon last night, even though it wasn't full, was when they talk about by, you know, the night of the silvery moon, it was shadow moon. You know, thought the lights were on last night when I went outside. Mostly clear tonight with lows of 49. Tomorrow calls for sunny again with a high of 85 and overnight lows of 50. Friday, sunny, 81. Overnight lows, clear, 51. Saturday, once again, 84, and Sunday, 84. So it looks like we still have T-shirt weather, ladies and gentlemen, on these beautiful weeks ahead of us in October. And again, we will be turning the clocks back on Sunday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. And with us this morning is our Robert, our film, clever film critic. And we would, good morning.
Good morning.
How's school?
It's pretty good. It's a little weird, but it's good.
You're masking and in school?
Yes, 2 days a week. Three days a week are at home. And then we are divided into two groups. So the other group, the other half of the kids go to school on Tuesday and Friday. I go to school on Monday and Thursday.
Now, I've missed the last of a few of the last on-air special reviews that you do. And last week you were saying right before we started that there were some new releases. How did they come down? What are people doing? Because it looks like the mask situation and the corona virus isn't doing anything but kind of spreading, and what are, you know, it's hard to get a grip, you know what I mean, on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So talk.
Right. So there were a lot of new releases last week. It was probably like the most streaming releases I've ever seen come in a single week, ever, probably. At least in terms of big name ones, because you had the sequel to Borat come out, which was, of course, a surprise sequel. That was one of the ones that I haven't gotten the chance to get around and watch yet, but reviews for it are sitting very well. It's at an 85%. Seth Rogen famously came out. He actually got to see the movie early and said that it had some of the funniest scenes he had ever seen in a movie. And it's faring very well in terms of numbers on streaming services on Amazon Prime. And Prime was not very specific on just how many people were watching it, but considering, you know, it's a movie that is tackling the election and politics and a lot of things going on right now, it will probably continue to be popular all the way through November 3rd. Another movie that came out last week was Rebecca. I had mentioned it last week because it was coming out that day. And I actually went home and I watched Rebecca, and I'm going to warn people to stay away from this one. It is a remake of the Alfred Hitchcock movie, right, of the same name.
I did see it.
Right.
And it follows it almost exactly.
Oh, you saw the remake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the recent one as well as the original.
Right. I wasn't a big fan of the recent one. I don't know how you felt about it, but I thought it was very plain and very boring, and for being a remake, it wasn't really doing anything new. The ending, I thought, was very overdramatic, and I just felt like, for a lot of the movie, like, nothing was happening.
Mm-hmm. It's because you saw the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
And the first one's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're watching the exact same movie, but it's up to date.
Right.
The acting wasn't bad. It's just
it
was predictable.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, what else?
We also had On the Rocks. Out of all the ones I watched from last week, this is the one I would recommend the most, probably. It is on Apple TV+. They acquired it, and it was made by A24, which, if you don't know, that's one of the big independent studios that's become famous among, like, the film community as kind of the studio that people want to work at, or, like, the studio where, you know, people get the most creative control. So, you know, any A24 movie I'm looking forward to. This one was directed by Sofia Coppola, who, you know, Francis Ford Coppola's daughter, and it stars Bill Murray and Rashida Jones. And it follows the story of a woman who is kind of watching her husband and tracking down her husband with her dad after becoming suspicious of his behavior. And I enjoyed On the Rocks a lot, actually. I watched this on, like, midnight when it dropped because I was really looking forward to it. And I had done that the week before with the trial of the Chicago 7. And I would really highly recommend On the Rocks. I know not a lot of people have Apple TV Plus, but, you know, some people have it because they bought an Apple device at the right time or something like that, so they got a year free. I would recommend checking it out. It's okay. It's very good. It's a short movie. It's like an hour and 30 minutes, and it goes by really quickly, but not necessarily in a bad way. It's a really simple movie. Like, it's not something super memorable. Like, you're not going to leave having a new profound look on life, but it's just a really entertaining 90 minutes, and the performances are really good in it. Earlier in the year, people were theorizing maybe some Oscar nominations. The only one I could see that was maybe possible would be, like, a Bill Murray supporting actor nomination. But at this point, I'm not sure if it's really it's not building up any steam in terms of the Oscar race. So I don't foresee anything for it. But it's still an enjoyable movie I would recommend.
I think Bill Murray should get an Academy Award for being Bill Murray.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, you want to see it just because of that. Yeah. And Coppola, you know, directing.
Yeah.
All right. So it's kind of a strange. Are the theaters, because we haven't been probably since.
Yeah, since COVID started.
Before March.
Yeah.
Have we actually been COVID to the theater? Yeah, exactly. We know that. But before that, there was a month before that, February. I don't think we've been since February. But there's.
You want me to say it again?
Are there theaters open?
So right now, there was kind of, you know, the mishap where we moved to the purple tier for a couple days, and then Newsom and the city officials, we ended up. They ended up deciding that we can go back to the red tier because most of the infections were centered around two places. So what happened was, you know, in purple tier, movie theaters can't be open. So Cinemark 14 and Valley 11 shut down. Then Cinemark 14, when they got the guidance that they could open again and move back into red, Cinemark 14 has yet to announce when they're going to reopen. I think it was probably pretty expensive to close, and it would be expensive to reopen.
This is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, have you and your classmates gotten to the point where you think it's ridiculous, or are you still buying into the fact that we can just change like this? Does it have a big impact on you?
Yeah, I mean, it has a fairly big impact. What do you mean by, like...
Well, you know, like, you enjoy the movies.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of your friends do. And going to the movies is kind of it's kind of a cool thing. Well, you can't go to the movies. And then they get permission to open up, then they shut them down for 2 days, like you said, and now they don't even know when they're going to open again.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody's trying to figure it out.
Increasing the stress level. It's not just that. It's a lot of different things. No football games, no basketball games, no physical touching in the hallways.
Yeah.
Can you hold hands?
I mean, kids are huddled up in groups wearing their masks all the way down.
Okay.
It's not, you know, they aren't being super stringent on a lot of the rules at school. They could be doing better, and they're doing fine.
Okay.
But, you know, in terms of games and stuff like that, there's kids all over the spectrum, as with adults. There's a lot of people who think it makes sense and a lot of people who think that it's worth the risk, you know. So it's really all over the spectrum in terms of
my
age are thinking.
I think Linda and I are quite torn. I mean, we wear a mask all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that, you know, there's some of these, that the way things keep swinging back and forth, it's just really difficult.
That's the part that's unnerving. Can we move forward? And then we move to the side. It's like a chess game. But we're going to ask you, can you stay with us?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are going to take a phone call right now about someone who's calling in from another state and how COVID is affecting this other state. So I think that will coincide with what we're talking about here.
Okay.
And when we
we're going to take a quick break.
When we come back and we're finished with the phone call from Albuquerque, New Mexico, we'll finish up with like favorite Halloween movies.
All right.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's community oriented, dedicated team of professionals there. There are neighbors doing a great job. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, like I said, locally operated, local board of directors. They're moving dreams forward even during all of this crisis. And Cornerstone Community Bank was there for us at the beginning of COVID, and still to this day they are pushing to help people and help businesses. Three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, and one down in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. When we come back, we're going to have a nurse from New Mexico who's going to tell us about what their procedures
and
are down and restrictions in New Mexico. And we think we got it bad here. We'll be right back. 7:15 in the morning, 42 degrees.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over two decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans. And the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know what?
Good morning.
You know what? You come in, and the whole thing comes to, it changes.
We
it just changes.
We have somebody special on the phone.
On the phone is Jennifer Gambone, a nurse from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was talking to her yesterday, and we were talking about the lockdown procedures here in California, and she started laughing. And she started laughing because you guys are wide open. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
We're great.
By the way, just let me say I love you. Because Jennifer is,
I love you too.
is my daughter.
And we're so proud of you.
And, in fact, the whole family down there. But when we were talking about the lockdown procedures here in California, you started talking about the lockdown procedures in New Mexico. Could you please share with our audience what's going on in New Mexico from the very beginning?
Sure. So from the very beginning, we've been on lockdown pretty much. We've never been completely open. We don't have any theaters that have ever opened. We don't have any entertainment venues that have been open at all since COVID started from the beginning back in February, March time. We are at 25% capacity at restaurants, breweries, anything like that, and they have to close. If they sell alcohol, they have to close by 10 p.m. every night. We're back to waiting in line at grocery stores, waiting in line at big box stores to get in.
To get in, right.
Mandatory masks. They actually have state police out, are actually handing out citations now for people that are not abiding by what the governor has, her restrictions.
Does that mean if you're not wearing a mask, you can get a ticket?
Yes.
Wow.
And you can't get into any establishments without a mask. The governor here is actually asking us to wear masks for exercise, when you're out exercising, when you're at the gym exercising, when you're in your car, she wants you to have your mask on, even if you're by yourself. Our COVID numbers are on the rise. Our homeless shelters have been hit pretty hard with COVID, as well as our nursing homes and our jails. So we've had quite an influx of cases at our detention center downtown. And so she's really put restrictions on everything now. No gatherings more than five.
Does that include, Thanksgiving and all that? Five guests? I think you said no more than five guests or something.
Right. And it's five in a gathering.
Oh, anyway, five in so a gathering.
So if you're out in the community, or say you're at a park and there's more than five of you, then you can be cited for that. Our schools are completely online only. The Albuquerque public schools are online only. Our kids started in August, and they have not stepped foot back in schools. Our colleges are in a hybrid type. My daughter goes to New Mexico State down in Las Cruces. She's completely online, does not have one class in person, but she still lives down in the dorm area. They have mandatory masks. We have no sports at all, none.
Well, she's in Donato County, or is that right?
Doniana County.
But here's the problem is they are 30 minutes from El Paso. And tell me, and explain what's going on in El Paso.
So Texas does not have a mandatory mask, you know, put in place. And so a lot of people that live in Las Cruces go to El Paso because there's outlet malls and things are open in Texas. So, you know, Top Golf is open. Everything is open in Texas. So people are traveling from southern New Mexico into Texas, and then they're bringing COVID back to Doniana County. So their numbers are skyrocketing of COVID. And
but not
the
at the
college,
university,
not
though.
So much.
Yeah.
No, that I think they have six active cases right now at the college, and they're all in quarantine. But it's the other people that are going down to El Paso and then coming back into New Mexico. And so their numbers are we're getting about between 150 and 200 positive cases a day down south. Bernalillo County, where Albuquerque is, we're at about 200 cases coming back a day positive, which doesn't seem like a lot when you look at other states. But we started out with the lowest numbers, and now our numbers are going up. So I guess the governor's trying to figure out where the issue is. As a nurse, I see in the hospitals that it is younger people from age, you know, I would say 40 to 60 are the, you know, 60 or 70 are the most that I see in the hospital now, and I see a lot of homeless in the hospital. I see a lot of inmates there. They're not on ventilators, but they're on high-flow oxygen, BiPAP, stuff like that. So
what's
the people on the ventilators, what's that?
Well, what's your percentage that are in the intensive care units?
I think right now for the whole state, we're at about 78% of the ICUs are full.
Wow.
But that's not just COVID, because, you know, it's heart attacks, strokes,
oh,
things like that. But
yep.
We do have quite a few people on ventilators. But the hospital that I go to, that I work at, the whole 10th floor is now a COVID floor. It used to be just an overflow, but now it's all COVID.
Now,
and they're not on vents, but they're on high flow oxygen. They're just very sick up on the COVID floor.
Okay. Now, you told me when this thing first started, when COVID first started back in March, you called me. And you said the people that you feared it was going to hit the most were Native Americans out on the Navajo Reservation. And it turns out that you were right.
Spot on. That's what I see the most is the Navajo, you know, patients coming in. They're being lifelighted from the, you know, the Gallup Grants area into Albuquerque. It really, really hit them hard, and I think a lot has to do with their, you know, they have a lot of pre-existing conditions, you know, diabetes or, you know, other things that have caused them. But they, you know, they're still in lockdown every weekend. So they have the governor of the Navajo Nation has actually put them on lockdown. They usually start at like a Friday morning, and then they're on complete lockdown until Monday morning. So nobody in or out of the reservation. And they do this to try to keep people from coming in and out and bringing the virus back with them. We also have a mandatory 14-day quarantine when you're coming from certain states. There are some exceptions for, you know, if you're medical personnel or something like that, but for the most part, you're supposed to quarantine as soon as you get into New Mexico for 14 days.
So if you don't wear a mask, you can be fined for that. You have more than five people in a gathering, you can be fined for that. There hasn't been a movie theater open since this began, nor
right.
like an entertainment center since this began. She really, really
forget the champagne outlet.
Yeah, she really put the clamps down. And did it? Was it working? And then now it's starting to. No matter what you're doing, it's starting to rise.
I feel that way. I think that people have COVID fatigue. I think people let their guard down because they saw that our numbers were down, so they started going out and going to, you know, parties at people's houses. I think the holidays. I think a lot of people thought, oh, well, we're doing fine, so we're just going to go out. Well, now here we are with our numbers up, and the governor said if our numbers continue to rise, she's going to shut us down completely again. I mean, right now, our poor restaurants are only at 25% capacity. I don't know how they can sustain, and they have to close at 10 p.m. if they sell alcohol.
Well, our restaurants are about that. I think we're up to, I think, maybe 50% when we go into red, because we got clamped down on because we had three different areas that had a spike in corona mm-hmm. cases. But our numbers are low up here in Shasta County, but you know, all of a sudden it went crazy for like 2 weeks. So, but it's mm-hmm. it sounds like whatever we have going up here, it's. It's a lot easier than what you guys are working under there with full mask all the time, including in cars, and you can get tickets.
And she's asked yeah. that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you and include
I
tickets.
I can't say that most people do that, but and even, you know, when you're exercising outside, she wants you to have your mask on.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, we've been in pretty much lockdown since this started. We go, you know, I don't think we've gotten up more than 50% capacity, and that lasted for a week, and then we were back down to 25 in any establishment, food establishment or anything. Now there's outdoor dining, but now it's getting colder, so I don't know how well that's going to work.
Y'all just had a big snowstorm, didn't you?
Yes, we got a foot of snow yesterday and the day before, so a lot of those tents that were out front of these restaurants that they were using, they caved in because of the snow. Mm. So now they're back to indoor dining, which is only at 25%.
Well, we had, when we started going outside, it was 100-something degrees, and we had fires, so you had the smoke. So ours was a little bit different, but we had the same problem as far as trying to have people eat outside. Well, Jennifer Gambone, thank you so much
Thanks for
calling
joining
me.
Us
and
this morning.
May I say that you have two beautiful children. It must be the genes,
well,
of course.
Yes, it must be.
and her husband, of course, is a U.S. Marshal who puts it on the line every day out
you
there.
You guys have been on the battlefield, that's for sure.
And then, of course,
yes,
my daughter, who's a nurse, who's in the hospitals with this. She sent me a photo, and I swear you had on more protective gear than I did going into combat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Every day.
Every day.
Well, thanks for calling in.
We do what we do.
For our listeners
all
this
right,
morning.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to
thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Okay,
we're going to take, take a break here. It's Carla Lindabot. We are still here with our film critic, and we're going to be talking about Halloween movies. Favorite top five. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Two chips and cracks up to 22 inches. Give Jeff a call on South Market. He's located at 3208 South Market. Give him a call at 241-8373. Again, this is Carla Lindabot. Free Fire Radio 96.5. FM 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
Little Miss, the boat that day he left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Good morning, brilliant.
Everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-2750. Stop by. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, a great place. A super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Well, why are you doing that?
I'm just standing here looking at you, reading the, you know.
I did the spot. It's
I
your
know.
Turn.
Okay, well, we're going to ask Robert to come back and be here in this segment. But first, I want to do a quick update again for the weather.
Well, why wouldn't you do that just right away?
Because I just wanted to test you.
I don't need to be tested by you. I am tested by everything. Everyone. You see the shield? You see the shield? This shield's been tested a long time. You see those dents on that shield? You see the scars on me? I've been tested. I don't need to be tested on a show at 7:38 in the morning on a Wednesday before Halloween by you.
Robert's so
okay,
funny.
Okay, love?
Robert is here today, and he's got his green tint on his hair, and he is such a fascinating...
That's a test right there.
He's such a fascinating
you know
young
what?
Man.
On you,
expert.
It looks
just
good,
such an
Robert.
Expert at in his film credit and in his movies. You can go to the film critic, thecleverfilmcritics.com, and check out his reviews. So this morning we asked you to come in, and then of course we had our call at 7:15 talking about what was happening with COVID in New Mexico. But Robert, you've pulled out some things. You've talked about us what came out last week, what was good, what was a flop. And there were three different movies. So let's talk a little bit about Halloween and some of the what you would think would be the top Halloween films that you've seen or that you love.
Yeah. So, you know, horror movies and Halloween movies are pretty unanimous, but I wouldn't say that necessarily all horror movies are good to watch on Halloween. Usually if you're watching one on Halloween, you want it to be some sort of slasher flick revolving around some sort of killer. the more psychological ones, usually you want to stay for a different time of year. So I'll just briefly go over some of my favorites to watch on Halloween. One of them is Night of the Living Dead, which is,
oh, yeah,
you know, the original from, I think, 1968.
Carl likes that movie.
Mm-hmm.
This was the original. Was this George Romero?
Yeah, George
A.
Romero.
See, this was one of the original, almost modern zombie movie.
It was the first zombie movie. They didn't even call them zombies in the movie.
Right. You know that you had zombies back in the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Bela Lugosi, Boris Karloff, but this was kind of the first modern one. And it was it a big hit back then, because it is a cult favorite now.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know if it was big back then or not, but I can tell you now, it's definitely reached a lot of popularity. I remember in 2018, it had its 50th anniversary,
and
a lot of people were proclaiming about it and saying it is one of the best horror movies ever. Because
and this was a low-budget film.
Yeah,
he
very low-budget.
His extras were the people that lived in the surrounding area there in Pennsylvania or wherever he was filming it. So all these people got to be in the movie, and then they remade the movie.
Yeah, they've remade it, I think, twice.
Yeah.
There was one in 1990 and one in, like, 2000-something.
I'm not sure, but, you know, for some reason, neither one of them captures that first one.
I think what it was is that one was just so simple. There was not a whole lot going on, and it's a very simple story. She was in a graveyard. She ended up in a guy's house, and they had to fight off zombies from there, and in being so simple, it never really gets boring. It stays extremely entertaining, and it's definitely one I would recommend to check out for, you know, I don't think little kids could take this, but I think middle schoolers could take it. It's not horribly violent, and
It's not violent. It's black and white. It's scary.
Yeah, it's creepy, for sure.
It's creepy, but it's not real violent. There are, I guess if you think about it, there are parts where there's, you know, body parts out there.
Yeah.
But it is scary.
Mm-hmm.
So the original by George Romero.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
So this one is kind of a good, you can watch it at Halloween, you can watch it at Christmas, kind of the way that The Nightmare Before Christmas is. Mm-hmm. It's called Black Christmas. I don't know if you have heard of it.
I've heard of it.
It came out in 1974, and it was actually just remade in 2019, but the remake was very bad. And this one is about a group of, a sorority house of women who are getting terrorized by this killer. And, very simple.
They're all the same. I mean, isn't that genre about the same though?
The slasher
genre. Film where there's eight girls in a sorority house, or if they're not in a sorority house, they're in a hunting lodge because they're all together.
Yeah.
And one of them, they all at some point walk outside by themselves in the dark.
To go to the bathroom.
They do. Oh, wait. It's like
cabin,
that commercial.
Not a
sorority
house.
Wait a minute. Let's go run over there to where all the chainsaws are.
Yeah. So Black Christmas was, I think, the second slasher flick ever. I need to double check something, but a lot of people consider the Texas Chainsaw Massacre to be the first slasher type flick like that, which came out in 1974. Black Christmas also came out in 1974. So those two were kind of the pioneers of the genre. If you watch Black Christmas, you'll actually pick up on the fact that Halloween copied a lot of what Black Christmas did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're both centered around holidays. They're both slasher flicks, both revolving around a group of young girls. I personally like Black Christmas more. And Halloween is great. It's a classic. I watch it, you know, every time, every year around this time. But Black Christmas has also become a new staple, usually, that I watch at Christmas, but sometimes at Halloween, because it's a really effective horror movie. And, you know,
Black Christmas is now on the list.
Okay, let's put that. We're going to watch
You've probably seen a movie like it before, but it's all in the way that it's done. And especially the last shot of Black Christmas, the very last shot will stay with you for a very long time.
It turned your hair green.
So. Sure.
Okay. This is a good idea. Now, Halloween is what? Is that a classic?
Yeah,
the
I would
first
say so
one,
at this point. Yeah.
This one where you had Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, I don't even want to tell you about that.
The who was it? Michael?
Doesn't matter who else was in it.
No, but it was the guy, you know.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers was in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the way it starts out is a grabber. If you haven't seen Halloween, you need to go out and see Halloween.
Yeah, I think everyone should see it.
Just the music. Dun, dun,
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when you hear a note like, da-da, you know, that's Jaws. When you hear, you know, that's the
Halloween,
the slasher film of Psycho. When you hear the dun, dun, it's just the piano thing. Yeah. Anyway, so Halloween I saw in the 70s in Los Angeles. It was a double feature. Did I tell you this before?
Mm.
Double feature, sleeper, they were testing. It was just a regular, I was in a regular movie theater just seeing something else. Completely different genre of music. And then Halloween was a double feature. So, okay, I do not like those kinds of films,
mm-hmm.
especially when I don't know that that's what the kind of film was. I sat there and had sweat down. It freaked me out because I wasn't prepared for it. But that was Halloween back in the 70s when it came out.
We're going to take a quick break here.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Right, and for staying, did you when you heard the what's being done in New Mexico? Do you realize that here we're not half there where they are, and I think that's the thing is you got to take a look and say as bad as it is here. Now here's New Mexico, which is a Western state and it's a Republican state. Well, the governor is a Democrat, but they usually go Republican. In the presidential races, but this has been a real lockdown there and a huge impact on their economy. So, when we think we've got it's one of those things you think you got it bad here, take a look over the fence. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 7:46 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. It's going to be another beautiful day.
Your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Paid for by Adam McElveen for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElveen, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotions. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you. No. See, that's scary.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Well, you think about how brilliant the composers are. Because, you know, you can, just by the look of somebody, no words in the music is really good suspense.
Dun, dun.
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, welcome back to the show, 7:50 in the morning, Carl and the Bot. It's about 43 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, going up to 80. I think 83 today, the 28th of October, getting close to Halloween. And if you're looking for coconut milk at Costco, oh, no, people buy coconut milk all the time, you know, for making different food dishes, Tom Kha Gai and Thai. But if you're expecting to find it on Costco, it's not going to be there. Why?
Why?
It's the latest retailer pledging not to stock coconut products from Thai suppliers who've been accused of using monkeys as slave labor.
Monkeys?
Monkeys. As forced labor. I guess you can't call them slave labor. No kind shopper wants monkeys to be chained up and treated like coconut picking machines. Costco has a right to reject animal exploitation, and PETA is calling on the holdouts like Kroger's to follow suit. I guess what happens is that that the Thailand-based maker of the milk coconut plantations using a third party and shared a copy of the 14-page report, Monkey-Free Coconut Due Diligence Assessment. That said that 64 farms out of 870 were randomly selected and did not find the use of monkeys for coconut harvesting. So this is kind of maybe one of those things that was blown up out of proportion. It says we don't use them using monkey labor. I assume what they do is the monkeys climb the trees, pick the coconuts, and drop them down. And is this something that do they want people to do this? Is that a better thing? Are the monkeys being mistreated? Are the monkeys being fed? Do they have regular parties for them? Are they allowed out and have a little liberty on the weekends? Can you picture this? Do they put, like, leashes on them and they climb the tree so they just don't leave?
I don't know, something that...
But when you see something like this, it just, I think people need to be told about it. That now we have we have monkey-free coconut processing.
Yes.
I never knew we had monkeys involved in it.
And this is a segue, kind of, because on this day, Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift was published in London. I'm sure in his fabulous creative mind, he probably saw those monkeys pulling down the coconuts. That was in 1726. Thomas Edison applied for his first patent, an electrical vote recorder, in 1868. And guess this, New Yorkers spontaneously invented a ticker tape parade as office workers threw ticker tape into the streets as the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886. So that was just because New Yorkers just threw it down out of the buildings. Love that.
It appears that a monkey can pick 400 coconuts a day.
Really?
Yeah. And they used to, and the Tourism Authority of Thailand promoted monkey labor. Well, you know what? Come on. If the monkeys are out there, now they've got a job, now they get food, now they're protected. You know, I just don't, I never, it's one of those things that never hit your radar. So what do they do with, okay, now here's the question. What do they do with all those monkeys since they can't use them anymore? Do they turn them loose into the wild?
Have they been
raised?
Them?
Have they been raised to pick coconuts? If they have, what do you do with them? They don't have a job. Do they become homeless monkeys? Do they end up on the streets? Are these part of those monkeys that are in Thailand that are invading towns because they're not being fed by tourists because they don't have tourists anymore? Think about this. Now you've got monkeys that have been working steadily for years. Because of this, because of PETA, they no longer have the jobs. Are they going to be euthanized? Yeah, is that what PETA wants?
Also
LA Dodgers won the World Series.
That's right.
Didn't watch one game. And now...
Why not?
I was not interested.
You're not a fan of baseball.
You know, I'm not a, you know, it depends, I guess, on the team. Like, you and I would watch the World Series. We've watched it a couple of times. Chicago Cubs. Had to watch that.
Well, there are a couple of things I think are really important with history, Carl. I mean, we talk about the fact that yesterday we just meet the most interesting people, and there was a gal that we met, and I'm not going to say where and how, but interestingly enough, she had said that she was worried for her 13-year-old son who feels like in his education he's not being taught about the Civil War and a lot of history along the same lines that we were because there's racism in it. And, you know, we only learn from history. I mean, from true history, regardless of the massacres that happened with the Indians and these kinds of things. But we need to know about it.
Well, she said her fear was the teachers, the way they're trying to do it. She said it's just almost an indoctrination. And that bothered her.
Now, this is somebody we don't know.
We don't know her. We
went for a service of some sort, and we talked to somebody who was working there.
And speaking of a service, and let's just switch completely and talk about Dr. Bond and our veterinarian. I can't say enough about this man. He has taken care of our dog for 12 years. You can't meet a nicer person or a better staff down there.
That's right.
At Dr. Bond's office. And he has been extremely patient with Elk Killer's parents, owners.
Right.
Because we bring her down there all the time.
Right.
Oh, she's doing this. And
another reason we love Reading.
She's okay. You might want to put the staff on.
Another reason we love Reading and the people in it because, you know, here we are. We're in a town where we really can get, it's not 2 weeks off. You know, and we can see her tomorrow. On that note, I'd like to do a shout out also to Nissan. I've taken my car in. Just walk in, talk to the guys. Okay, you know, okay. First of all, I'm going to do a call out report before we break. I had two things. We're in a limited time right now. I lost my keys in my parents' house. Now, if you can imagine an 87-year-old woman, an 89-year-old man, my mom and dad, and me for 3 hours turning that house upside down to try to find the fob to my Nissan, Carl's truck key, you know, so it was like a block of keys. Couldn't find it anywhere. Well, you know, you have to have the fob in order to drive the car from location to location. So it had to be at home. Went and looked at the car. Long story short, in order to get a fob at the car dealership and have it programmed, even though they've been great, so I'm trying to, this is not a slam. This is just what it cost to get a fob programmed. A new one is $350. Do you have any idea, anybody else, of another option? Because we've got a couple calls out, but I mean, that's just what happens. It's unbelievable when you like lose or misplace, because then once you replace that fob, if you find that set of keys and you reprogram the new fob, it is now, you can't ever use that other fob.
That's right. That's so nobody can use it and get inside your
car.
Right.
So. Well, also I wanted to tell
By
you.
By the way, Dr. Bond's clinic is the Reading Veterinary Clinic, which is the
He's wonderful.
One of the oldest veterinary clinics in Reading. So, Dr. Bond.
Yeah.
Joe Bond.
And he's just by himself. I mean, it's not like he's in a group. He's not owned by, you know, a corporation. So yeah. he's just a, we call him one of our good old boys, you know, if that's how we feel about him. He's just great, you know. All right. So also on this day, the Statue of Liberty, you know, one of our favorite places in the world, was unveiled and opened to the public in the New York Harbor in 1886.
Hey, when we return after the news, we'll have Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New Orleans, among communities on the Gulf Coast, bracing to take a hit from Hurricane Zeta.
Landfall is likely to occur either late this afternoon or early this evening. The storm is moving quite quickly, so it will be moving through fairly fast.
The National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown says Zeta, expected to come ashore as a Category 2 hurricane around the Mississippi-Louisiana border. Forecasters warn of a life-threatening storm surge and powerful winds. Shrimp boat Captain Rudy Gonzalez says enough already with all of these storms.
It's kind of unusual for seven times, you know. Normally, you know, you might do it once in a year. You know, it's been a rough year with the storms.
If you've already cast your ballot, you're among the more than 67 million Americans who have taken advantage of early voting. Candidates continue to focus on those who have not yet gone to the polls. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says President Trump will be out west today.
After three stops in the Midwest yesterday, the president holds two rallies in Arizona, which is considered a toss-up state with under a week to go. It's Mr. Trump's second visit to Arizona in the past 9 days. Following today's events, the president flies to Florida tonight for campaign rallies tomorrow in the southeast.
As of now, no public events on Joe Biden's campaign schedule. Looters raided stores in Philadelphia last night, a second night of unrest after police shot and killed a man who was armed with a knife, a man who police say refused orders to drop the knife and lunged at officers. Looters and vandals carried off all kinds of merchandise, including electronics. Wall Street is worried about the ongoing spread of the coronavirus, and that is reflected in the sell-off that continues this hour. Right now, the Dow is down 870 points, the NASDAQ off 340 points, and the S&P is down 98. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the markets returning to pre-coronavirus levels, unemployment rates shifting, and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text the word MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411. Text the word MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Turkish officials lashing out at French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo over its cover page cartoon mocking Turkey's leader.
President Erdogan's spokesman said the cartoon was an attempt to spread cultural racism and hatred. It was, he said, the product of the xenophobic, Islamophobic environment the French leadership seems to want. At the weekend, President Erdogan said his French counterpart needed mental treatment because of his attitude towards Muslims and Islam. This followed President Macron's statement earlier this month that Islam was a religion in crisis.
The BBC's Orla Guerin. Satellite images show Iran has started new construction at its nuclear facility. The UN's nuclear agency says Tehran building an underground advanced centrifuge assembly plant to replace one that blew up last summer. News and analysis at townhall.com. There are growing calls among Senate Democrats to end the filibuster. They managed a victory in the November election.
The filibuster requires a 60-vote threshold to advance a bill to a final vote, giving the minority party some leverage in a divided government to cause delays and try to force compromise on bills they dislike. Part of what's supposed to make the U.S. Senate the world's greatest deliberative body. Now Democrats are hearing increasing calls from within their own party to eliminate the filibuster if they win back the majority, calls that have echoed even louder with the rapid confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Agnew reporting.
London's Heathrow has lost its title as Europe's busiest airport after the COVID-19 pandemic grounded flights and Britain failed to approve passenger testing that could scale back quarantine requirements. Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport, now the busiest on the continent. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 845 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Good morning, everybody. It's Carl and Linda Bott here at 8:05. We're just so, like, this is one of those more, hey, it's hump day. We've been talking about monkeys. We've been talking about movies. Halloween's on its way. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning. And, yeah, we've just, I'm tossing it to you, Carl.
8:05 today on the 28th of October. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm, and Linda's got the news. If, you know what? We were able for her. She's going to take a breath and get going again.
Hey, but Jared, it's First Responders Day?
It is.
Okay, it's First Responders Day. And you know what? Let's just give a big shout out to our first responders.
Absolutely.
And especially, you know, everything we've been going through. And, you know, when we think about fires, you say, oh, first responders, all these fires. But you have to remember, police are out there too. If you remember the car fire, that when that fire came into our city and the fire personnel were racing to put it out. The police were right there with them, evacuating people in the middle of these fires, going to houses when the fire was right down the street from them. So our first responders, yes, they deserve a big shout-out today.
Well, it's currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just joining us on this beautiful Wednesday, it looks like we're going to have a sunny day with our temperatures around 81. Overnight lows will be 47 tonight. Tomorrow calls for an 83 sunny day again with the overnight lows on Thursday of about 49. As we progress to the week, Friday, 80. Saturday, sunny, 83. Sunday, around 84. Now, Monday, we start getting to more clouds with 84, and overnight looks like we may have could be, not sure about the showers, but a little overnight clouds, 84, and then Tuesday. But you know how these things, you know, weather can change in a couple days. But anyway, that's into the weekend. Looks like we're gonna have a beautiful turning of the clock on Sunday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And thanks to our chat pack as well, getting some wonderful ideas about what to do as far as, you know, that losing my keys and trying to get a fob that's not going to cost a fortune, like the rent.
And people are asking, it's Dr. Bond at the Reading Veterinary Clinic. And I guess there's a place called Alonzo's that he will redo your fob and come to your house, which is probably a good idea because you may be stuck there.
Right.
It's Alonzo's Remotes and Keys, local guy, comes to your door. Okay. Now, the other thing, too, I want to do a shout-out on a product that I use for the first time. I've had it for like 7 months. It's called the Thor 1000. It is a battery pack that starts your car. Now, when you get it, you don't need it, of course. And it's, you know, so how do you check to see if it works? Well, this is small. This is about the size of an iPad, maybe a little bit thicker. And so I am getting ready to take my car down to, of course, Advanced Automotive because it looks like it's the alternator because it's not charging. And but we've I jumped it like three times yesterday just to get around. So I pulled out that Thor 1000, hooked it up. It's small. Hooked it up to my battery. Boom, it started the truck, just like
you
that.
You didn't need another car to start it.
Need another car. You can literally put it in your glove compartment. You
yes.
can literally put it in your console of your car, and it worked perfectly. So, and you can also charge your phones on it. It's got a flashlight. It's got all these things. Anyway, that worked. And so that's sitting now. We're going to get another one. So one will be in the truck and one will be in Linda's car.
And
I bought it for your car.
Because we had the jumper cable. So I've ended up.
But what if there's nobody there?
Well, yesterday,
your car, like,
because
you
came in and you said, hey, my car's not starting. So, okay, here's the keys. But I only have one set of keys now. You heard that. So, you know what happens is things come in threes or they come in a cluster and a clump and a clump. It's just a weird, we're all going through a weird time right now. It just, your pipes, we had a backed up sink. It's all just kind of, you know, we just take a breath.
You know what? It's all COVID related.
One thing at a time.
It's all COVID related. I didn't have a mask on my truck. Hey, we're here with Celestina Traver, whose eyes are as big as saucers right now, thinking, I just isn't the day to walk in here with these two. So
good
anyway,
morning.
Good morning, and thank you. You are a bright spot in our community, Celestina.
Oh, thank you.
Celestina is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer who has expanded her office in these times so that she can help more veterans. The office, and I don't want to be crass about it, brings in millions of dollars. Millions of dollars a year to our community by doing the right thing. The money she brings in is for our veterans who have suffered injuries while on service, and they've come in, and these are all service-related injuries that they are due. They have earned to get these payments, and she's brought in, I mean, literally this office has brought in millions of dollars into our county. So it's not just how many veterans you've helped. And you're always on the front lines out there. Anything that has to do with veterans or Celestina. But it's the end result. There's so much lip service, especially down election time, from all of our politicians. Oh, I'm going to help those veterans. I'm going to help those veterans. But when it gets down to doing it, once the election's over, sometimes you don't see those politicians again, but
that's
you're always going to see Celestina. So there. No, that's the best introduction I can give because you are effective and you help veterans.
Thanks.
So there.
Thank you. That's
okay.
Great. I've been up to a lot. We've had to be creative in the COVID time, and our office has been open and it's been closed and it's been open and it's been closed. And so we have developed some creative ways to get out and help our veterans. The first one was Mabel's birthday drive-by, and this was an Army WAC, and she was 100 years old. And so we called a whole bunch of our community partners, including the Sheriff's Department, which was really great in this. And we drove by and did a honks, and we, you know, said happy birthday. And then my office assistants, they made some posters for her, and they did a lot of memorabilia back in World War II. It was amazing, and then we presented it to her, of course, with masks. But she was out in her driveway with her family, and her family, one sibling was here, and the rest were afar. And so how we found out is they called and said, hey, could you do something special for our mom? She's 100 years old, she's a WAC, and she has a Bronze Star. Yes, she was over in England during the buzz bombings, and it was incredible. The stories were incredible. Just the history that she has, she had, and she, the stories, it was amazing. Just amazing.
We forget to sometimes sit in a moment, yeah, or with many moments with our veterans of that era.
Yeah.
And just let them talk, because they were there. That's your history.
That's the history.
That's the real deal, folks. That's not recreated in order to fill or fit an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful, and kudos and congrats to you for doing that, you and your organization.
Thanks.
So yeah, those people who served our country, and I bet you, I don't know what they're experiencing right now. I know that they fought for the freedoms. So just like Carla said, you know, I will support whoever becomes president, because it's kind of an oath as an American.
I will. And you know what? I really believe what Mr. Biden is proselytizing right now is wrong for our country. I really do. I'm concerned that he's going to be strong enough, and, you know, get angry at me if you want to, but he does not seem to be able to have the strength that it's going to take to be president for 4 years. I'm really concerned that when that phone call comes at 3 a.m. and you have to get up and you have to go on and be on for a week making decisions that literally could save our nation, I'm not sure Joe Biden is going to be able to do that. That's just, you know, that's one of the things. I don't like the direction he's pointing our country in. However, as I said to a friend of mine, Cleveland, if you're listening, I realize that you are all for Mr. Biden and you are all against Mr. Trump. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If Mr. Biden gets elected, I am going to hope and pray that he keeps our nation safe and that he moves us forward in a way that makes our nation better. I can't help, you know, the people that would wish that he was going to fail like so many people do for Trump. It's like wishing the pilot of your airplane would die of a heart attack while you're at 30,000 feet. You know, that's the way I feel about it. And frankly, I think the media and many of the people out there, they say things that are just absolutely disgusting, disgusting. You know, and God help you if you're a conservative woman who is a huge success, raising a family, adopting children, having a child with special needs, who is the epitome of a feminist, and yet be attacked by the left because she just happens to be conservative and is now a Supreme Court justice. Where is the screams of approval for a woman who has risen to this level? And it's, you know, and has overcome all the obstacles placed in front of her. Where is the, actually two of our major TV cable channels, well, they're not major because they don't have a lot of people watching it, but MSNBC and CNN refused to cover her swearing in.
I don't, and it's not, and fine.
And I'm sorry, but that, you know what,
I understand
but
that.
That is, to me, it's the, that's the epitome of hypocrisy. That this would happen. You may not agree with the fact that she's a constitutionalist. You may not agree with the way it was done. That's fine. It has nothing to do with her. And she should be
touted.
Touted to the highest levels by everybody.
It's not on any headline. God. Not on any headline. I've gone through USA, Breitbart, Drudge, Huffington.
Well, Breitbart had a lot when she was sworn in. But try to find it someplace else. You know, refuses to cover her swearing in. This is one of the highest offices in the United States. It's one part of our triad there, of the executive, the legislative, and the judicial part that has such an impact on our country. And they treat her horribly. And they couldn't do it. And by her genius and the law, by her family in this. No, they were sideswipes at her religion and the fact that she believes that the Constitution is the basis for making a decision. Anyway, we have to run. But again, I go back to the part is if Mr. Biden wins, I hope that he does a good job. I don't want to have the place come apart because he does a bad job. And we're going to take a break. 8:18 in the morning, 47 degrees, going up to 82 today. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And during November, by the way, Chuck Kinney was on the show the other day. If you're a veteran, you get another 10 cents off a gallon. You already get 10 cents off now. Well, now you're going to double that to 20 cents off a gallon for propane during the month of November. 365-3793.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Paid for by Adam McElveen for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElveen, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR.
Thank you.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 28th of October, 8:23 in the morning. 47 degrees, going up to 82 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospital is recognized by the Watson Health Organization, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, that gets the highest ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I mean, I could go on and on and on the things that are available at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health starts there. Your healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda and I are here today with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And just let me read something that just came in over the chat room. We discussed it during the break. The other day, Pete Peters, who is well-known around town, is a veteran and a strong advocate for veterans, announced he had just started with services at the VA Medical Clinic. He had not realized he was eligible for the service until lately. I was in my 60s before I realized I was eligible for VA Medical. Apparently, somehow, some of we veterans did not get educated on some of the things we have earned for serving.
Wow. Yeah, so our office educates people on their standing benefits. So we're trying to reach out. That's why I'm on the radio, and I have a newsletter, and we try to reach all the veterans to educate them to bring your DD-214 in to our office. Let us go over your standing benefits, because Pete Peters doesn't just have medical, but he probably has other standing benefits. So I'm going to absolutely invite him into our office to come in and bring his DD-214 and sit down with one of my vet reps. So I want to reach every single veteran. What I don't want to hear is, I'm 65, I'm 70, and I never known about my veteran benefits. That just.
And let me tell you, when I first came to Reading, and when it started my first show, Free Fire Radio, many, many years ago, 12 years ago, I had never gone to a VA clinic. I had, when I retired the first time in 1999, I didn't go to the VA. Of course, I was working out of the country and all these, but I never went. When I was called back to active duty in 2005 and then was finished up in 2007 and was released and moved up here. When I had that show, I thought, well, let's just see how good this VA clinic is. Well, I was pleasantly surprised, and I am I believe I'm so lucky that we have a VA clinic like this up here. But then I went to Celestina because I started with that with, three or four VSOs ago with Dave. And, to find out that these are benefits that I had earned, there's other things, I had no idea. Yeah. I just had no idea. And so I heartily recommend that you go down to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. That's on Tehama Street.
And, Shasta
Street. It's on Shasta Street, Shasta and Court. It's just right up from that. There's a big flag there. It's across from Black Bear Diner's headquarters. Mm-hmm. And you make an appointment, and you go in and see one of her very well-trained reps, or Celestina, and you're going to find out that maybe some of the things that you have earned while you served, and it doesn't have to be during wartime. You don't have to have been in combat.
That's true.
It's definitely because you served.
I was just talking to a county employee that happened to be walking by out by my office, and I said, hey, are you a veteran? He says, yeah, I served 4 years in the Navy. And I said, oh, you should come in sometime to check out your benefits and let me tell you. Oh, no, that's okay. I don't need money. I'm good with the county. I'm comfortable. And I get that quite a bit where, oh, no, I have a lot of money. I don't need it. But it's not – it's a benefit you've earned. And so to explain that to him and to see his face change and go, oh, really, this is benefits that I've already earned and it's not just a handout or it's not – you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. This is not a – what do they call that?
Yeah.
A take.
I'll come up with the word here in a second, but it's not things that they like free phones or stuff like
right.
that. No, these are benefits that you've earned
yes.
because you've been on active duty. And if you don't go to the VSO, you may not find out about this. Sometimes if you go directly to the clinic, they're not up on everything with the latest changes and everything, and they mm-hmm. may give you a totally different take on what's true. So,
yeah. We can sign you up for the clinic at our office, and that's one of your benefits. And we don't care if you're a millionaire. We don't care if you're homeless. We don't, the money doesn't partake in whether we go over your benefits or not. You still have standing benefits. So please come on in to our office. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, can a, here's a, can a non-combat veteran get PTSD?
Yes, they can. So we have a couple forms of PTSD, and that's a great segue because I was going to talk about it, that a little bit. It's called military sexual trauma.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll take an early break so we can come back on that.
Wonderful.
I heard of somebody getting a PTSD, getting ratings for PTSD that were handling the caskets that were coming back to, you know, they never saw combat, but the caskets that were coming back had a huge impact on their mm-hmm. lives, thinking about these men and women who had died, yeah. And you know, especially when it was during Iraq, when we were sending home small boxes because that's all we could find of the people. Anyway, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. And speaking of another group of people that help people, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. During this COVID outbreak, she's expanded out because a lot of people, their caregivers couldn't get there. Well, Sharon was able to with her people, all of them COVID tested, all of them there to help people, whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day. Say you had surgery and it slowed you down for a few days and you're stuck in bed. Well, Home Helpers is there to help you. Whether it's a short period of time or if it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Home Helpers are the ones that can help, that can assist you or assist your loved ones. For more information, give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. That's where you get better quicker. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
morning.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 9OS APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie. Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, now I know that offends.
I don't care.
That offends some people, but it doesn't offend me. No. So, anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work everything by appointments at 244-9478. Disposable drapes, masks, the whole thing. You don't get COVID at Cypress Square Barbershop, and it's the only place I've had my hair cut since living in Redding.
Hey, so, I just wanted to tell everybody that, you know, the guy from the Enjoy the Magazines, this is issue 170. So that means 170 months Enjoy's been doing this beautiful magazine. So the November issue, of course, you know, November is Veterans Day and a lot of, you know, Marine Corps birthday. And
Navy birthday.
They have approached Carl about doing the profile. You know, they pick somebody out in our community every month, and this month was Carl. So I just opened it up, and I didn't proofread or look at, or he didn't ask me when it came to this page of how many words was it?
I don't know, really.
Okay, so what would you guess? 600 words?
Maybe.
500 words?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So anyway, I just read it, and it's beautifully done. So when you see the November issue, make sure you see My Town, Where the Heart Is, and Carl's feelings about the North State and his view about it. So good stuff.
Of the reasons that I love the North State is the people in the North State.
Right.
And the way we pull together. We could be a very divergent family, but we get together on the important things and the people. And one of the people is Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Services Office. And we're segueing into the question is, can you get PTSD if you've never served in combat? And the answer to that is yes.
Yes. Yes, you can. And it's called military sexual trauma. And we actually have recently partnered up with Women's Refuge to train all their new employees and volunteers on the military sexual trauma. And we actually have someone that what has military sexual trauma after me come on and explain her experience on it. We train on the culture and their roadblocks, and we train on how we can connect with them during their times of distress. And we're trying to figure out Women's Refuge and our office and how we partner and how we can help each other and overlap in services so that we can help with domestic violence and keeping that core family together. So we need to focus on domestic violence and how it's related to the MST, and we have to look for signs of PTSD, depression, their low frustration level, you know, their coping skills that have been depleted because of stress.
And PTSD is, and let's just make it clear, it's not just veterans. It's, there's so many people that suffer from it.
Absolutely.
I just wish that the military, before they enlist somebody, gave them a PTSD test
to
see where they were on that level. You know, you come back and, well, you've got 60% disability because of PTSD. Well, you may have had 50% disability. You should have had 50% disability on PTSD when you joined. But we don't do that. And so it's not just sexual trauma, though. It can be other things. And we were discussing it, you know, that people that were handling caskets coming back from Iraq during the heavy combat going on there, that, you know, it had a profound impact on their lives, and it resulted in post-traumatic stress. So it's, you know, can you get it if you're not in combat? Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And it's real.
It is.
So, but that's great that you've partnered up with One Safe Place, because...
One Safe Place, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I said
know.
Women's Refuge.
Well,
I'm old school.
Well, that's all right.
One Safe Place.
So
yeah,
it's rolled over to with a new name.
It
One
is.
Safe Place
Thank you.
All-inclusive.
Is getting more and more and more calls. And the longer we go into this lockdown, the more calls they're getting from people that lost their jobs, or one of them has lost their jobs. They're so they're having money problems, and then that leads sometimes to anger issues, which leads to domestic violence. Maybe not physical violence, but screaming, yelling in front of the kids. Kids locked in, they can't go to school, so they're having problems.
Right.
Alcohol, drugs, everything is magnified during this crisis. So it's something to think about when you when you're looking at that way to help people is to help it through One Safe Place. Another way is to go down and see the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer if you're experiencing problems like that, because they're working together.
Yes. On a happy note, for the month of November. Is Veterans Awareness Month by the President, but also it's the week of November 11th is Shasta County Veterans Awareness Week, and there will be a proclamation coming up at that week or the week before for that. Our office honors not only Shasta County veterans, but we also are holding a display case in the county admin building, and we're going to honor all county employees that served in the military. And so we've asked for all their photos and their branch of service and when they served. The pictures will be posted in a patriotic display. And we actually are having two cases in the admin building now. So you can go to the admin building and check it out. It will be there first part of November. And the design of our patriotic display was actually created by Amy and Tara, our office assistants in our office. So why I bring that up is because they do amazing behind-the-scenes work for our displays and things like that. And it also shows that we work as a team. It's not just me. It's not just my vet reps, but I bring in my office assistants, and we work together, and they do amazing work. And they're very creative and very helpful. So they don't just answer my phones, but they do all kinds of side projects too, which is kind of cool.
Super.
Yeah. And I want to announce Fred Loveland.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Tell us about him.
The board appointed him.
This is the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
Yes. As our Veterans Services Remains Officer, and we are so excited to have him. He's actually a volunteer, but he works for our office, and he's the one with the 1934 Ford. You see the iconic Ford driving around with the flags,
the purple heart, and he's got all the service flags on there. He has in the paint job he has there. He has the symbols, he has, like I said, of the Purple Heart, of the different aspects of serving, and the car is just beautiful.
It is.
Fred, what he does is he goes out and he is as the Missing in America Project did for so many years.
Yeah, he rides with PGR now.
Right, and Patriot Guard riders, is he finds remains that have not been claimed of veterans.
Correct.
And there's literally thousands of these throughout the United States, maybe even thousands in California. And he finds the remains, It is a veteran. He does the paperwork on it, and now that he's got the paperwork, he's got the letterhead from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. That helps a lot.
Yes.
They collect these from mortuaries, funeral homes.
Pauper's graves.
Pauper's graves. Mm-hmm. And they ensure that that veteran gets a gets buried with honors.
Yes.
That they have, that they deserve, and that they earned.
He's done over 700 escorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here in Shasta County.
We've got another thing to be very proud of is our Patriot Guard riders and our Missing in America project. That this is all they do. They're all volunteers. There's no money in it at all.
They do it from the heart, with the heart.
Yeah.
They're amazing. And, you know, he's a member of the Ghost Soldier, too, which is kind of a cool thing.
I'm not sure what that is.
He helps the Gold Star families.
Oh, the Ghost Soldier?
Yeah.
Oh, and they help Ghost. Yes. Of course, a Gold Star family is somebody that's lost their loved one in combat.
So he has so many layers. Fred has so many layers. And he is so pronounced, and he's in our community. And, you know, he does it. He doesn't get paid for it. He does it out of his own heart.
Yeah.
And he has an amazing story. So welcome aboard, Fred. And thank you for volunteering for this position. We're excited to have you.
Here's a good question that we're going to address when we get back. The state has a law that says that 3% of their jobs, you know, that their contracts have to go to disabled veteran businesses. Should the county and the city have that same kind of law, or do they already? I'm not sure. When they give out a state contract, they have to give to a disadvantaged business, which could be woman-owned, a minority-owned business, but also a disabled veteran business enterprise. So they have to have those inside their contract that they have, that they're reaching out to these. And if they say they can't find one, they've got to say why they can't find it. And some of them are specialized, so there's not the, you know, there may not be a disabled veteran or a veteran business enterprise. But it'd be interesting to see if the county or the city would support something like that. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 47 degrees out there, going up to 82. Weather reports brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Today, the 28th of October, Wednesday, 8:45 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 28-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven organizational leader in law enforcement who led by example and got things done.
Go with Mazzano.
This is a new voice for Redding City Council who, unlike others, will work the job full-time.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, Council Member, City of Redding.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show, 54 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, we hope you have a wonderful Wednesday here on the 28th. Can you believe it? We're just a few days off before we get to November 1st, which is Sunday, and we change the clocks.
You know what? We were trying to figure out what that smell was because it smells like smoke.
Yeah.
I tell you exactly what it
is. What
is it? Next door, we have this new barbecue. We have this new barbecue, and they were out this morning cooking.
Okay.
Usually it's on Fridays, but today they're out cooking, and our air conditioner is right above it.
That has been bugging me for weeks.
Well, can you please come
exactly
and give
why.
Us some smoked meat for the weekend?
Yeah, so that's what that, you know, because I'm walking around here looking at every electrical outlet, and then I walk outside, and I go, well, there's nothing out here, and then I come back inside. That's
used
exactly what it is.
Used to be the red bicycle. Now it's called something smoked meats or
it's smoked meats, and they have a, you know, they opened up there. Good luck to them. We're going to try and get them on the show.
Yeah.
But that's what you're smelling right now.
Okay, thank you.
Because our air conditioner is right above that sucking
barbecue
smell.
Well, you know what? We'll have to get some of those diffusers, which I put all over the house. We're going to bring a couple of those.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. No. Let's just say it right now. No. Let's vote on it. No.
I have eucalyptus in one room. I've got orange in the other. I like it. You don't like it?
We have a diffuser in our bedroom. And she puts these different essential oils on. And it diffuses through a steam thing throughout the room. And I walk in sometimes, and I feel like I'm in a eucalyptus jungle. The dog comes out, you know, shaking her head. And I sniff her, and the dog, when I pet her, and, you know, I hold her, and she smells like a eucalyptus tree. You know, there can be such a thing as having too much eucalyptus in your life.
Well, okay, but we could do different scents like peppermint.
Oh, that's even better. Oh, that's even better. How about something like sage? Then we could, you know, and then we could just walk around smelling like
going to do it. You like won't even know.
Like we can smell like Thanksgiving dressing.
I'm going to be a wife and just do it. You won't even know. And you go,
that's what you say.
It smells so good.
I went shopping. What you don't know won't hurt you. You know, it's one of those things. Yeah. Thanks a lot, sweetie.
All right, let's get back to
Celestina Traver here for the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
She knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes. Okay, now, we're getting ready to have a drive-through.
Yes,
and
RABA.
We're having a remote for RABA and Shasta mm-hmm. County Veterans Service Office. Let's talk about it.
Salute to our veterans, and we're very excited because this is how we get the $10 bus passes for free for our veterans. And it's not just for homeless veterans, but it's for our veterans that are elderly that can no longer drive, our veterans that are blind,
that don't drive.
It gives them a better lifestyle. They get to go to the Sundial Bridge. They get to use them to go to
anywhere,
their doctors.
Anywhere the bus runs.
Absolutely.
And they get, how many at a time?
They get one at a time.
One at a time.
Yes. But they're $10.
There's $10, yes. So they can ride that and come back the next week or several days later. Is that right?
For the month of November, mm-hmm. we give out two bus passes. But normally we just give out one per month because we have to raise money for this. So if we can get more money raised, we can give out two or three a month for people that need it.
Right
now we give out one. So this is what this drive-thru is all about, is if we start at 6 a.m. and we go to 1 p.m. at Cornerstone Community Bank. And
right there in the parking lot. So I'll be there, and probably Linda or Trish will be there. What day is that, the 5th?
It's the 5th of November.
I know, but what day is that?
It's a Thursday.
Well, either Trish or Linda, or maybe all three of us will be out there that day.
Yeah.
And you can drive through and drop off a donation. And we'll have, there'll be people standing out there, or you can just come over to our table and say hello and drop off a check or thousands of dollars, whatever it is. All of it goes to get, is used to provide bus passes for our veterans.
Absolutely.
And they can pick them up.
Really important.
Yeah. So, and we will be talking about it more, and we'll be talking again to somebody about it before then.
Me.
You.
Me.
You. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's also
such a pleasure having you on, really.
Thank
you. Always
have
a great disposition and bring us some valuable information. And we talked about a lot of good stuff at the break, too, and what you do with your service offices and how you're helping. Just like, for instance, the guy who was on the street and said, I don't need benefits. You say, well, no, it's not about that. He goes, you earned these benefits. Mm-hmm. There's a word that you can change that changes the whole energy around.
These are
earned benefits,
not entitlements.
Entitlements.
That's the word I was looking for.
These are earned benefits, not entitlements.
That's correct.
And we gave a big shout out and happy birthday to the Navy on October
13th. Yes.
Masters at Sea.
Absolutely.
And this next month, and let's just have a moment of silence here, on November 10th, 1775, the United States Marine Corps.
There you go.
Was formed. And, of course, being the United States Marine Corps, we originated in a place called Tun's Tavern back in Philadelphia. So we're celebrating our 245th birthday. Unfortunately, and every year, our birthday celebration gets bigger and bigger right here in Reading. And last couple of years sold out. This year, unfortunately, because of COVID, we're not going to have that celebration like that.
Yeah.
However, any time that there's a Marine and two Marines get together, they will celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. I have celebrated it in Washington, D.C. with dignitaries and generals, so many that you couldn't count them. And I've celebrated it in deserts during Desert Storm. I've done it in Iraq. I've done it in Somalia. I've actually done it in a jungle in the Philippines with three other Marines, and two SEALs. And the SEALs weren't quite sure what was going on, but they stood at attention when I read the General Lejeune message also out in the jungle.
Wow.
So it was a, this is the, but we're not having our big birthday celebration this year because of COVID.
You know.
So anyway, we'll be talking more about that. And then Day of the Deployed, we did that.
Yes.
October 26th.
Monday. It was Monday.
And thank you to everybody serving that are deployed out there. And we can't forget how many thousands are out there.
Absolutely. You know, someone brought up, actually Eddie called me about the Day of Deployed and how do they vote? And can they vote?
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can. It's this.
We used to get our ballots sent to us. And sometimes they're delayed, my friends, because of where we are. And, you know, when you're getting resupplies of things that you need to stay alive out there, and they'll throw on the mailbag, if they can, mm-hmm. if they've got room. And so a lot of times then you'll get your absentee ballots that you fill out. When I'd fill them out usually on national elections, things like this, because a lot of the local things, I've been gone so long that I didn't even know how to vote. But then we put them back in the envelopes and send them back and hope that they made it back in time. But, yes, they all vote.
Yes,
they get
they
a chance. Well, if the county registrar sends it to them, say you're registered, and they'll send them to you. Kathy Darling Allen has been very good at that.
She is.
She's really
She's
good
on
that.
Top of it.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. They had that one time. They were 10 days late sending them out, and she just ripped through her office to make sure that would never happen again. It may not have been 10 days. It was a delay in them. So, yes, yeah. We get a chance to vote. And just like the rest of our country, we're not going to know on November 3rd who's president. Like we have for all the other times, because of all the mail-in ballots that they start counting that day.
How long is that going to take?
Well,
to find
giving,
out?
I think in California it's up to 7 days, and they're talking about because of these fires, they may give some more time for people in certain areas, but it's usually 3 days. And they all have to be postmarked by November 3rd. If it's not postmarked by November 3rd, it's not going to count. So,
okay.
Go on
That's
out.
Good to know.
If you've got those ballots and it has her ballot, I'm going to go down and get my ballot, and we're going to fill them out. And on Election Day, November 3rd, we're going to walk down
right.
there, put it into
right.
the machine, watch mm-hmm. it being counted right,
right
there. So
I already voted.
A lot of people have.
I did it. I did it a couple weeks ago.
A lot of people have. She says it's more now than she's ever seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Kathy, when she was on the show Monday. So.
Yeah.
Celestina Traver, how did they get a hold of you?
Well, you can come down to our office at 1855 Shasta Street in Reading, or call us at 53. 53-